You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. The staffing shakeup in Donald Trump's campaign has grabbed headlines all week. Turns out the move has a lot to do with one influential New York family, the Mercer family of Long Island. For more on the connection, we're joined now by Nick Confessori, a reporter for the New York Times. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Satirius. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So give me a quick primer on the man who sits at the head of the Mercer family, New York investor Robert Mercer. What's his role in business and in politics?
Well, in business, he's a former mathematician and a poker player who was recruited to a hedge fund on Long Island called he's a huge hedge fund guy. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. But in politics, he has funded all of these other endeavors. He's funded think tanks and super PACs, the Club for Growth, which attacks establishment Republicans, think tanks that attack the left and the center right. And he also backed Senator Ted Cruz in the primary. His family put $13 million behind Senator Ted Cruz in the primary, and now he's back behind Donald Trump. His people he has funded at Breitbart, the website, at the Government Accountability Institute, at the Cruz Super PAC, are now taking the lead in the Trump campaign.
When did he make that switch to Trump, and what does it say about what Mercer wants from the Republican Party or from politics in general?
Well, he made the switch after the Cruz convention speech, believe it or not. After he watched Ted Cruz kind of urge Republicans to vote their conscience at the convention, the Mercers really flipped out. They were not happy, and they almost never speak in public, Satirius, almost never. But they put out a statement attacking Ted Cruz for that speech and saying that people who wanted to defeat Hillary Clinton should get on the boat and row with Donald Trump. And from that moment on, they have been closer and closer in his corner. I think Trump's speech on economics a few weeks ago on tax rates, tax cuts, and deregulation helped bring them a bit closer because they have conventional views on tax cuts and deregulation. And so they've gotten closer and closer, and now the new campaign chairman, Steve Bannon, is a former head of Breitbart, and the Mercer families are big backers of Breitbart. His new campaign manager is Kellyanne Conway, who's a veteran operative who ran the Cruz Super PAC. So you see all these connections coming into play now for the Trump campaign.
And there's another member of the Mercer family, his daughter, Rebecca Mercer. She's a philanthropist, and she was at a fundraising event on Long Island with Trump last weekend. What's her relationship to Donald Trump?
Well, so his daughter, Rebecca Mercer, has sort of taken the lead in running the philanthropy. So he makes the money, but she decides in part how to spend it. She's the one who flies to these donor conferences and meets with people. And so she is kind of the next generation in the Mercer family. At this particular fundraiser in the Hamptons, she apparently suggested to Trump, you should really consider bringing on Steve Bannon if you're looking for somebody new to help write your campaign. What's interesting about that is that Breitbart is, if Donald Trump was a website, right? it's similar in terms of its populism, its attacks on the left, on immigrants. And so in a sense, in picking Steve Bannon, the guy who headed Breitbart, he's kind of doubling down on Trump being Trump and not so much pivoting to a different general election perspective for November.
Just briefly to wrap up, you've also traced several other Trump campaign figures back to the Mercer family. Can you draw some connections for us there?
Right. So you have a new Trump super PAC, which was formerly the Cruz Super PAC, is run by a guy who has worked for a long time for the Mercers or been financed by them. This is David Bossie, the president of Citizens United, and yes, it's that Citizens United. It's the nonprofit group that bought the lawsuit that brought us super PACs. There's David Bossie. There's Kellyanne Conway, who I mentioned. She's a longtime Republican pollster, a conservative, extremely smart. She was essentially running the Cruz Super PAC that the Mercers were previously funding. And then you have a variety of other people like Breitbart, which may apparently send some staffers over to the campaign at some point. That could be a connection. And there's going to be a movie coming out, or rather it's already out, called Clinton Cash, written by Peter Schweitzer. You've heard of the book. This is the documentary. And guess what? The Mercers are co-producing this movie. So they're all over this world right now.
All right. Nick Confessori writes about money and politics for the New York Times. Thanks so much for coming on this morning, Nick.
Thank you.